Now this is a dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 9, 47, addresses a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5330. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow-up for Mrs. Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, with difficult to control blood pressure and preserved kidney function. We did a renal ultrasound Doppler, kidney arteries, and it was suggestive of question renal artery disease on the left side with a peak systolic velocity of 390. Tended to interventional radiologist Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I. He did a CT scan angiogram, and very interesting, it shows disease more on the right side at 60%, the left side being open. Both kidneys considered to be around 10 centimeters. There was no obstruction, and the plan was to medical treatment only. Blood pressure remains uncontrolled. Comes accompanied with two daughters. Husband just passed away a few days ago, so they all of them are grieving. Patient has also some memory issues. Daughter says that she is taking bistolic, which the present dose is 80 milligrams divided doses, as well as maximal dose of losartan 100 milligrams. Takes clonidine orally as needed. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list also review. Blood pressure was 220 over 70 on the right, 190 over 70 on the left. No respiratory distress, speech is normal, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension ascites, minimal peripheral edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries from November, normal kidney function. Normal electrolyte acid base. Malanemia 12.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, not controlled, severe, with recent hypertensive urgency, encephalopathy, and acute renal failure, resolving. Compliant with medications, also trying to do low sodium. There is renal artery stenosis, but the degree is not high enough to require angioplasty or stent. The next logical step is to add spironolactone, which will also block the renin angiotensin aldosterone system. Let's begin at 25 milligrams. Medications called to the pharmacy. Side effects explained to the patient and family members. We'll see what the blood pressure shows on the next 5 to 7 days and adjust accordingly. We will keep an eye on potassium. Although kidney function right now is normal, I don't expect major abnormalities. Continue same blood pressure medication for the time being. At some point, our goal is to discontinue clonidine. I don't like a medication in elderly people, given the mental status changes, dry mouth, constipation, and sudden blood pressure drop, predisposing them to falling. End of dictation.